This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, types of dhikr. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the types of dhikr in the Islamic lifestyle. We mentioned before that the first type of dhikr is to say dhikr orally, like we say the dhikr. For example, we say La ilaha illallah. For example, we say Ya Allah, Ya Rab, or Astaghfirullah, or Subhanallah. And one of the precious dhikr which has come in the narrations is the Tasbihat Hazrat Zahra Salamu Allah Alayha. And the Tasbihat is after every obligatory prayer, we need to say 34 times Allahu Akbar, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and then 33 times Subhanallah. So this dhikr is known as the dhikr, the oral dhikr. Now, there is a point which we need to remember, that when we talk about the oral zikr or saying the zikr, we should remember that we don't get used to with it and it becomes something which we do it and we do not have attention towards this. Because, you know, after prayers, we've seen many people, including myself, obviously I'm not excluding myself. Sometimes when we pray after that, when we need to say Tasbihat Hazrat Zahra, for example, so I say Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar, Allah Akbar. Or maybe I say, Subhanallah, 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 Subhanallah. So this Subhanallah, I'm not saying completely Subhanallah. I'm not saying Alhamdulillah. Rather, I'm saying Alhamdulillah, 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 Alhamdulillah. So this is not Alhamdulillah. Therefore, we need to say the words slowly so that the word is being performed or pronounced properly. That's the first thing. The second thing is I should be attentive towards what I say. If I say Ya Allah, it should be in a way that Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allah. The number is not the base. The quality is the which matters, not the quantity. Rather, we think about the quantity most of the time, and which is wrong. Therefore, we must perform the dhikr slowly, with comfort, and by knowing what we are saying, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the types of the dhikr in the Islamic lifestyle, and we mentioned that the first type is the oral, where we say some words and we should say them firmly and slowly, the way we understand and we know what we are saying, not the way that we keep saying in order to just say a number like 100 times or 500 times, and the listener or we ourselves sometimes, when we pay attention towards what we were saying, we don't understand even a single word that we were saying. Therefore, it should be in a way that we can understand. The second type of dhikr is the dhikrul qalb, which is like, you know, we say it by heart, in our heart. Now, when we say dhikr with the tongue, we say something, this is the first step towards entering into the heart. But when we listen to what we are saying, when we are attentive towards what we are saying, then obviously we are trying to absorb what we are saying, and that has an effect on our heart. And therefore, slowly, with the passage of time, we will get used to that when we say a zikr, we say it by heart, means that before performing anything, we will think whether is it acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not. Therefore, it is necessary that our hands, our heart, our eyes, our tongue, our ears become something that are also saying the dhikr with us, which means that, for example, if I'm walking towards somewhere, my legs, before they move, They make me to think about whether shall I move towards this place or not. When I'm raising my hand, is this for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or not? For my eyes, when they look at something, is it in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or he becomes angry? Therefore, it is necessary that my body parts, my whole self is saying the zikr in a way that is taking me towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last part of the zikr, last type of the zikr, is the practical zikr, where we practically perform things by remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we do not go towards the sins at all, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.